Welcome back. It is 5:39 as we jump into the entertainment news section of our fine, award-winning, and much-respected program. You know, we've had these lists of sexiest women alive, hottest actress, blah, 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 blah. And almost every time, I disagree with the list, right? And I go, I don't disagree. Esquire finally has come out with one. They have named their sexiest woman alive, and I'm going to say I second their nomination, and I grow along with it.
Well, any list that doesn't have Halle Berry in the top spot is bogus anyway.
Nope.
So
nope, this one is Scarlett Johansson for Esquire has been named the sexiest woman alive, making her the first woman to win the title twice. She's also got it. She got it back in 2006. Last year's winner was Mila Kunis. So there it is, Scarlett Johansson. I'm going to second that one and agree with it. Scarlett Johansson, very attractive, very pretty lady. She's got that natural beauty to her. You know, some of these others they put up there, if you see them without their makeup, you're like, ah! You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
So now, I can't say that I've ever seen Scarlett Johansson without her makeup.
Well, whenever you go to the doctor's office or the dentist's office, you can look at People magazine, yeah, or one of those tabloids. They have a whole section with pictures of celebrities,
yeah,
without their makeup on. It's,
yeah,
one of the it's one of the, yeah, highlights to look at. They catch them at the grocery store or walking down the street. They look like, you know, bums. And
like, wow. Well, they look like normal people, because that's the thing we forget about. Celebs are normal people. They're just normal people with extraordinary jobs.
Uh-huh.
That's all they are. And some of them are just not all that bright. You're like,
right,
wow, how do you,
right,
not fall down more?
Yeah.
You know, what's happening? Speaking of falling down, Richard Gere is back in the news. The National Enquirer is saying that Richard Gere pushed his soon-to-be ex-wife, Carrie Lowell, over the edge because he was hitting on her friends. He was, what do you have that look on your face for? You've done that, haven't you?
No, but it's Richard Gere. I mean, and he was probably, you know, in his midlife crisis or post-midlife crisis and decided, mm-hmm, to play the field. Obviously, playing the field with your wife's friends is not a good idea, is it?
Apparently,
ex-wife's friends?
No,
soon-to-be ex-wife. This is why she's getting ready, yeah, to be an ex-wife, is because he was hitting on her friends.
It's the reason for the breakup.
Yeah. A legitimate reason, I would say.
Oh, that's living dangerously.
That's
sure.
Living stupid. The only thing that, yeah, could be more stupid is hitting on your wife's sister.
Sure.
Or brother.
No, the friends doesn't work.
Huh? No.
Marcia, do you know what your husband said yesterday?
Bingo. That is exactly what happened. Apparently, he's been hitting on our friends for a while, and a couple of three of them found out that they weren't the only one that was being hit on. They conferred and then went to his wife.
So there was an intervention.
Yes, and that's one of those interventions you really want to...
Right.
Apparently, what attracted him to his friends is they raised guinea pigs for a living.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Can we do a Richard Gere story without guinea pigs being in the mix here?
No.
Jeez.
Just so...
How many years does it have to go by? And I think that's what it was anyway.
The legend has it was a gerbil.
Yeah, well... Hmm? Legend is right. Come on.
Internet rumor?
I think so.
Mm.
Let's get Snopes to work on it. Stop it.
Here are some movies that have been relatively famous and successful that were based on books, and I bet you didn't know that. All right,
I bet the book was better.
Well, always. Always. Mrs. Doubtfire was based on a book by Anne Fine. 101 Dalmatians was based on a book by Dodie Smith that came out in 1956. Father of the Bride was published in 1949. Terms of Endearment was by a book, Larry McMurtry, mm-hmm, novel. Shrek was by a book of William Steig. It came out in 1990. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Cameron Crowe's book.
Cameron Crowe wrote the book in 1981.
He went undercover. While he was working for Rolling Stone, he was like in his 20s, and he went undercover as a high school student and then wrote Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
And that's why the book was so good. I mean, that's why the movie was so good, is because it's true. A lot of it was very, very accurate. The Graduate was a book by Charles Webb that came out in 1963. First Blood The Sylvester Stallone movie?
The Rambo movie. The first Rambo movie.
Was based on a book by David Morrell that came out in 1972. Die Hard was also a book called Nothing Lasts Forever. It was by Roderick Thorpe. Came out in 1979. Planet of the Apes, of course. Pierre Boulle, 1963. Blade Runner was based on a book called Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
It's a great book. The movie, not so much. I'm not a huge fan of that movie, but the book was awesome if you're a sci-fi fan.
The movie was cutting edge at the time for its genre, but you look at, like so many
there
good
are some
movies,
people who think it's awesome. They think it's you know, one of the greatest movies ever made. I'm not one of them.
Isn't that the way cutting edge is supposed to be? Cutting edge is supposed to be fleeting, right? Something
or
else
it sets
becomes,
a trend.
Becomes more,
yeah.
more.
Or it sets the trend. That's one of the things. Let's see. Babe was called The Sheep Pig. Who Framed Roger Rabbit was also Who Censored Roger Rabbit, written by Gary Wolf. How about that? Well, yeah, I think that's pretty cool. All right. Alicia Keys is also in the news. Alicia Keys was talking with an interviewer from BuzzFeed.com. And in it, along with everything else, talk about her music and talking about, you know, all the stuff that she's going on. She said, quote, "I've met some serious aliens in my life. I'm sure you've seen a UFO. Haven't all of us seen something flying in the sky and it's at some random time of night that doesn't make any sense and it's not the shape of a plane?" Alicia? No. Not all of us have. Maybe you might want to put the prescription bottle of medication down. When asked if she would let them take her into space, assuming that that's something that they would want to do, Alicia was unsure. She said, you know, I don't know. I'd have to feel the aliens' vibe. I'm a vibe person.
I think the aliens would be very happy to take Alicia Keys with them.
If it was E.T., I might go. But if it was one of those crazy nutso dudes that my brother watches... He always wants me to watch these alien movies with him, and I'm like, no, I wouldn't go with that one. If an alien life form decides that they want to take you off to their spaceship and give you the, you know, the typical probing and so forth, you really think at any time you have the option of saying, no, thank you? Would you go? You would. I know you. We've already talked about this. You would go.
Well, like she said, if it was a Close Encounters of the Third kind of invite, then maybe I would consider it. If it's, you know, alien or, you know, one of the...
It's going to be...
If it's going to be a V, if it's going to be V, where there are lizard people that want to eat you, no, not so much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the alien shapeshifters. They're finally going to make their appearance.
Uh-huh.
That's what's going to happen. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Entertainment news is now in the bag. The Stumper, the birthdays, and the Wayback Machine when we come back.
Tonight on an all-new Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Thank you for calling S.H.I.E.L.D. Due to the government shutdown, our offices are closed and all of our agents are furloughed. If you wish to leave a message, we will return your call when the government resumes operation. Thank you for calling S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tonight on ABC.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk and Weather Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.